Today, I want to discuss the number one thing that you need to do to make sure that you stay on the mats as long as possible, and that is keeping your journey fun. And tip number one is going to be set realistic goals, all right? What I mean by realistic goals is you need to think of your goals in short-term and long-term goals, right? In long-term, what do you want to do in jiu-jitsu in 5 to 10 years, right? Do you want to be a black belt? Do you want to win worlds? Do you want to train forever? What is that long-term goal that you want to achieve? And then you need to focus on your short-term goals, right? Because if you're always focusing on your long-term goals, then you are going to feel like you are not progressing nearly as much as you were hoping because you have such a long road ahead of you. And that's where it's important for long-term or short-term goals to come in. And short-term goals could be, I want to learn this flying armbar that I saw on Instagram. I want to have my first competition later this year. I want to earn a stripe, my first stripe. Maybe your short-term goal is to get your blue belt because you are somewhere in your journey where a short-term goal can be getting your blue belt. So set realistic goals for your journey and you will realize it's a whole lot more fun instead of just thinking of that long path. Number two is gonna be try different training methods. Most academies have a gi and no gi class. Say that you're predominantly a gi player and you predominantly train in the gi and you just are feeling down and you can't think of a reason to train. Maybe you should switch it up and go try no-gi for a little bit. No-gi is a whole lot of fun. I don't get to train no-gi very much, so when I do get to train, I know it's I'm gonna have fun. I know it's a lot of fun, and I know that I'm excited to go. So instead of always going to the same class over and over again, try switching up your classes. Maybe go to a no-gi class. Maybe go to the beginner's class, right? Maybe go to your on-rep class. Maybe go to a gi class if you're always training no-gi. So that's something to think about also. Number three is gonna be embrace the journey and not focus on the destination. And this kind of ties into number one of setting realistic goals, right? If you are always focusing on your destination, then you're never gonna focus how far you've come, right? When we achieve these small victories in our journey, they need to be celebrated, right? Whether it's, like I mentioned previous also, whether it's sticking that arm bar you've been trying for a while, whether it is not tapping to a knee on belly, or whether it's passing someone's guard that you had the hardest time ever passing, right? Recently, I almost passed Cody's guard and I celebrated it because I almost did it, right? And that motivates me to want to keep trying to do it. And it could just be small things like that, right? There's a lot of mental and physical achievements that happen in jiu-jitsu, and you should definitely focus on both of them. If you feel like you're not achieving one of those physical goals, that could be a technique, it could be your fitness or whatever it is, focus on what's going on mentally, right? Focus on your perseverance that has grown. Focus on your adaptability that has grown, right? These are all things that could be small victories that reignite that fire to keep you training. Number five is probably going to be one of the most underrated tips that you're going to hear, but take a break when needed. We don't need to train jiu-jitsu 5-6 days a week. We don't need to train jiu-jitsu 12 months out of the year if we don't need to, right? What I mean by that is if your body hurts, then take a break. If you feel like you're not achieving something in jiu-jitsu or you don't have motivation to show up, maybe take a break. But put a date on that break saying, hey, I'm gonna take 2 weeks off and then I'm gonna come back on this date, right? Because then you aren't gonna fall into that when you get out of high school, I'm gonna take a year off before I go to college. And then you never go back, right? You never achieve college or go to college. That could happen too if you take a break from jiu-jitsu. You need to give yourself, I'm gonna take a break for 2 weeks. This is the day that I'm going back. And one thing you can do too to help with that is tell people in your academy. Tell your friends and family, wife, spouse, husband, whoever it is, that way they hold you accountable for you to show back up. And like I just mentioned, when I take a week or two off because of life or because I have an injury, I am so excited to go back to class. I am so excited to get back on the mats with my friends and everything like that. And I do feel a significant difference in my training when I show back up. So just keep that in mind. Take a break if you need to. It's okay. No one's gonna judge you. Everyone has their own life. Everyone has their own goals. And you just need to focus on yours. And if taking a break is in the cards for you right now, then just take the break and show up whenever you feel like it again. Number six All right, guys, this is something that I don't really necessarily do all the time unless I find something that I actually really want to work on, and that is explore different learning methods. What I mean by that is not gi or no gi. What I mean is to think about trying an instructional, watching a YouTube video, reading a jiu-jitsu book, listening to another podcast or something like that. Something that kind of gets your brain thinking about jiu-jitsu, and then what it can do is motivate you to go back. How many times in like the 2010s did you see these motivational YouTube videos to go work out or to do jiu-jitsu or whatever it is? You can honestly watch one of those and then really get motivated and excited to go train, right? You could also do like a BJJ Fanatics course, or you could do like Jordan Pressinger's jiu-jitsu theory course or wrestling theory course, and you can start learning these things that excite you to go back. Like, I'm going to learn how to wrestle, and I'm going to learn these techniques, and I'm going to go try them on in class. And if you want $25 off of either of those courses, the theory or the Jordan Teacher's wrestling course, link down below if you guys want to check that out and support the channel. But those both are fantastic courses. BJJ Fanatics, Jiu-Jitsu X, all of those. If you are feeling in a slump, try maybe learning something new. Try a different learning method and watch a video, listen to a podcast or something like that. Number seven. This one, I don't think a lot of people think about, but how about you celebrate someone else's victories with them? So say you have a teammate that recently competed for the first time and they're super pumped about it. Celebrate it with them, right? Be a supportive teammate or a supportive friend and show them like, hey man, that's awesome, good job. And then what that could do is that could trick your mind to think like, oh man, they achieved this goal. They completed this, they competed. They did X, Y, and Z. Maybe I should look at doing that. Maybe I should set that as a goal, because I know how good it feels when celebrating their victories with them and seeing the excitement on their face. Well, I want to experience in that too. So maybe I should try one of these goals. Maybe I should try to compete, right? When you can set a goal bigger than yourself, it really starts to make a big difference in who you are and how you view your journey, right? Because if you are always focusing on yourself and never your teammates, then you can miss a lot of things that could spark an interest in you as well. I don't really like competing very much, but watching my other teammates compete and watching them do good and bad made me feel more obligated to compete, because they looked happy. They looked like they had fun. And I'm not saying competing is the end all be all, but it's just something you could think about, right? Try celebrating with your teammates and just see what happens. Maybe it'll spark an interest in you. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. At least your teammates know you care about them, right? Number eight, let's step outside of our comfort zone in jiu-jitsu, aka our A game, right? Let's try working on something else. In jiu-jitsu, a lot of times, I know I'm guilty of it too, where we'll fall into the trap of always working on the same things over and over again because we don't want to get submitted in class, because we want to get really good at this one thing. And we achieved somewhat mastery in this one thing. And then training can get boring because we're always looking for the same thing over and over and over again. If you go outside your comfort zone and you try to train something different, that could have great effects on your abilities. It could have great effects on your mentality. And then it also makes training interesting, right? If you're always going to that neon belly to arm bar, or you're always passing guard the same exact way, or you're always playing top, try switching it up. Try doing something different. Really try to master a new skill. That could really ignite that earning to learn and try something different. And then it can go back into like our previous point where it's like, now you can watch an instructional on it because you want to try something different, right? So just keep that in mind. If you're always doing the same thing over and over again every class, maybe try the technique of the day, try to incorporate that more into your live rounds, or maybe just work on something completely different to help you and want to learn more. Number nine, remember, jiu-jitsu is really awkward in some positions, and you should embrace the awkwardness sometimes. I know when I'm rolling with like Cody, we like to kind of joke around and make light of rounds sometimes. Not every round in jiu-jitsu has to be 100% go, go, go. I'm trying to submit my opponent. I'm trying not to get submitted. Sometimes you can take, you know, a round where you guys are just kind of like messing around, flow rolling kind of, you know, but, you know, just having fun, cracking jokes with each other. I know when I roll with my friends, I really like to poke fun if they go for a submission. And I'm like, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. I'll usually end up getting submitted by them. But you could, you know, just kind of put it in the air of a little bit of tongue in cheek and you could try to make the liveliness of the round a little bit more instead of being so focused. Craig Jones actually talks about this when he talked about how when he goes to other academies and he does seminars and stuff like that, he instantly makes the round not serious. That way people know, like, hey, I'm not trying really hard, so you don't have to. And it can make the round a lot more fun, and it can make your training a lot more fun. So every once in a while, if you're rolling with the lower belt instead of always smashing them, have fun. If you're rolling with the higher belt or one of your friends, make it fun. You know what I'm saying? Have that designated training partner where you know, like, the round's always going to be good, no matter if it's flow rolling, you're not trying very hard, you're working on your B game. And then just make a couple rounds a week fun, you know, make it a little bit more playful. You know, that can help out a lot and take a lot of the seriousness away from jiu-jitsu, okay? For a bonus tip, I'm going to recommend buying something jiu-jitsu related, right? This kind of goes into the other things, the other methods before, like learning method. What I'm talking about is, like, maybe buy a new gi. I know when I buy a new gi, I'm super excited to step on the mats. Maybe buy a jiu-jitsu book, maybe buy a new belt, maybe buy some Elbows Tight swag at elbowstight.com, shameless plug. You know, buying new jiu-jitsu gear sometimes, you know, retail therapy, it might help. Just think about that. Maybe you need to increase your jiu-jitsu apparel and gi collection a little bit. Maybe just buy one. And then don't ask permission from your wife. And then, you know, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission sometimes. So, but think about buying some new jiu-jitsu gear. And finally, number 10, remember why you started. That is the most important thing to think about when you're doing jiu-jitsu. If you are always focusing on the now and focusing on how far you have to go and not how far you've come and the reason why you started all this, it could be really easy to get lost in the weeds and fall out of love with jiu-jitsu. If you started jiu-jitsu for self-defense, to get healthy, to make friends, be around like-minded people, keep that in mind every time you go into training. We can really get in our feels when we have a bad string of classes, when we have a bad string of rounds, when we get submitted all the time, we lose a bunch of competitions, all these negative things can really start to be the primary focus of our training, and we need to stop doing that, right? We need to focus sometimes on why we started our journey in jiu-jitsu and why we love the sport so much, right? Because going back to your why you train will help you keep your journey in the right view, right? Now, I don't ever want to say that I don't think you should be hard on yourself when you don't achieve your goals or the things that you want to, but you do have to give yourself a little bit of grace and remember why you started jiu-jitsu, guys. Okay. All right, guys, that's all I got. If you have anything else to add to this, please leave it down in the comments below. Send me a message over on Instagram. Comment it on Spotify. Remember, leave me a 5-star review wherever you can. It really helps the show out a lot. And if you leave me a review, I am greatly appreciated. Don't forget to check out the Patreon and YouTube memberships. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching at home. Until next time, peace.